Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. You left your number for us to contact you. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my card from here, and I don't even know what this is.
Yes, sir. Can I get that zip code to better assist you by pulling up an account?
13082.
Is that first and last name?
Bobby Alexander.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
6315 North Kirkville Road.
Give me one moment while the account is being loaded up, sir.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on that account to load up, sir. Give me one moment. Please bear with me.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And what were the charges you was inquiring about, sir?
The charge was for, give me one second. I'll give you a few more. One second.
You can. It's right there.
The charge was for $67.32.
Yes, sir, I do see however you was charged. You ain't got to. I do see however you was charged 67.32. For 100, the reason why you was charged 67.32 because you entered into a sweepstakes on December 13th, where you paid $8.25 for the Stealth Elite drone. They was charging you 67.32 for to be automatically re-entered for their sweepstakes and also for the $125 gift card voucher that will be sent out monthly, along with their membership for their discount shopping store.
No, I did not know anything about that, and I don't want to be in that.
Yes, sir, I can get that canceled out for you and offer you a 35% refund for that 67.32, sir.
You can offer me only a 35% refund?
Yes, sir.
Either way, I'm disputing this charge in my bank because I didn't authorize it, so... I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Gonna take. Why would I take 35% of my money when I didn't even say yes to this? I thought I was paying for shipping for my eBay item.
No, sir, it was a sweepstakes, but I can give you that for a refund, sir, and get that canceled out to you and give you that confirmation code.
You give me what you said?
A full refund.
A full refund?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, you guys can keep the $8, but if you just refund me the rest of it, I won't. Pursue any of it, okay?
Yes, sir. And once you call your bank, and once you call and get those charges with that bank, you'll have to call back with that bank to get those charges verified.
What charges?
The charges you're finna dispute.
The charges I'm going to dispute? I'm waiting for it to be not pending so I can dispute it. So I haven't disputed it yet because I can't because it's still pending. So if you cancel it, I won't dispute it. You see what I'm saying?
I understand, sir.
Okay, so what do I do from here? You're going to send me a confirmation number of the
cancellation?
I'm
going to send you that confirmation number once I'm done handling those refunds and notating that account.
Okay, so I'm getting a full refund for my $67.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm notating that account and getting those charges reimbursed back to your account, sir, if I can offer you that confirmation number. Is there anything else
okay.
you need while I'm notating the account?
No.
And I'll be providing that confirmation number any second, sir.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready for that confirmation number.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie.
C. Yep.
263. 263.
365.
224.
224, and that's it?
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.